listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A rise in alcohol-fueled violence has led to booze restrictions in Meekatharra. They'll be in place until midnight tonight. Police are calling on the community to report all instances of family violence, antisocial behaviour or disturbances. Calls for information on a missing Burungara man, 28-year-old Camus Mongoog, believed to be able to assist with ongoing investigations. He's described as about 170 centimetres tall, with a slim build, black hair, brown eyes and facial hair, believed to be driving a white Holden Commodore sedan. Anyone who's seen him should contact police. Geraldton is one of Australia's best places to invest. That's according to a new positive cash flow report from Hotspotting, who lists the town at 7th in its top 10 list. Managing Director Terry Ryder says a lot of factors are considered in compiling the national hotspots.
You can expect that prices will grow because they're underpinned by really strong economies, as well as providing affordable real estate and well above average rental yields.
Property owners across the state can expect a letter from Western Power, the energy giant issuing 1,000 notices statewide urging people to replace their electricity pole or face disconnection. It comes after the company conducted 120,000 private property inspections across WA. And more than a third of Aussies are thinking about finding a second job to keep up with rising costs. Young people are feeling the pinch the most, with 56% of Gen Z saying they'll need to look for another job this year. In sport, round 8 of Geraldton Open Mixed Netball gets underway tonight. The Geronimos and All-Stars going head-to-head at 6pm, with the Mixed Nuts and Saints to face off from 7, and the Unicorn Army will take on ladder leaders the Hotshots at 8 o'clock. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.